知行英语。Listen and share.
Guiding it. Guiding it.指引着我的手，我的手。It was then that I heard someone say my name. Very clearly from the back seat of the car, it felt a hand on my shoulder.Naturally, I freaked out, and my instinct was to take my foot off the accelerator and pull back into the lane I had come from and check if someone else, namely an axe-wielding maniac as per urban legend, was in the car. However, a quick glance in the rear view showed no one in the back seat. As I moved my eyes from the rear view mirror back to the darkened highway ahead,A dark blue Holden Commodore Sedan, its headlights off, flew past me straddling the two lanes of the highway. Doing what I estimate to be about 160 kilometers per hour, its speed was such that it rocked my vehicle as it passed, and I moved into the other lane at the time I had planned. The driver would not have had time to slow down, and I have no doubtthat I would have been killed. The realization of this was what made me pull over to the side of the road. Just at this time, I heard someone call my name. It was very clear from the back seat of the car. I also felt that I had a hand on my shoulder. I was of course scared to the ground.凭着本能，我赶紧松开油门，把车开回我之前的那条车道，想看看我车里面还有谁，就像是电影《都市传奇》里的那个拿着斧头乱挥的疯子。但是，我从车子的后视镜里，却没有看到后座上有任何人。当我把视线重新从后视镜移回前方漆黑的高速公路时，一辆深蓝色的 Holden Commodore 轿车从我身边呼啸而过，时速我估计有每小时160公里。车子跨线行驶，而且前灯也没有开。要是我刚才像我想的那样开到另外一条车道上，那个司机肯定没有时间减速的，那样毫无疑问我就没命了。想到这里，我把车子停在了高速公路的一边。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
It was then that I heard someone say my name. Very clearly from the back seat of the car, it felt a hand on my shoulder.
就在这时，我听到有人叫我的名字，非常清晰地从车的后座上传来，我还感觉到我肩膀上搭着一只手。
Naturally, I freaked out.And my instinct was to take my foot off the accelerator and pull back into the lane I had come from and check if someone else, namely an axe-wielding maniac as per urban legend, was in the car.
我当然吓得魂飞魄散，凭着本能，我赶紧松开油门，把车开回我之前的那条车道，想看看我车里面还有谁，就像是电影《都市传奇》里的那个拿着斧头乱挥的疯子。
However, a quick glance in the rear view showed no one in the back seat.
但是我从车子的后视镜里却没有看到后座上有任何人。
As I moved my eyes from the rear view mirror back to the darkened highway ahead, a dark blue Holden Commodore Sedan, its headlights off, flew past me straddling the two lanes of the highway.
当我把视线重新从后视镜移回前方漆黑的高速公路时，一辆深蓝色的 Holden Commodore 轿车
从我身边呼啸而过。Doing what I estimate to be about 160 km per hour. 时速我估计有每小时160公里。
Its speed was such that it rocked my vehicle as it passed.
车子跨线行驶，而且前灯也没有开。
And I moved into the other lane at the time I had planned. The driver would not have had time to slow down. And I have no doubt that I would have been killed.
要是我刚才像我想的那样开到另外一条车道上，那个司机肯定没有时间减速的，那样毫无疑问我就没命了。
The realization of this was what made me pull over to the side of the road.
想到这里，我把车子停在了高速公路的一边。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Freaked out， 口语中常用来表达一个人被吓坏了，惊慌到了极点。Instinct， I-N-S-T-I-N-C-T， 本能、天性，比如 act on instinct， 凭直觉做出反应。有部很出名的电影叫 Basic Instinct， 国内亦称为本能。
Take one's foot off， 把脚从什么地方拿下来。这里要着重理解介词 off， 这个词的意义繁多，在这里是脱离、离开的意思。比如 ，get your hand off me， 就是把手从我身上拿开的意思。
Accelerator， A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A-T-O-R，
汽车的加速踏板，也就是油门了。
A quick glance。
飞快地看上一眼
Glance G-L-A-N-C-E
匆匆一看一瞥
Rear view
合成词由 R-E-A-R Rear 背后的与 view V-I-E-W 视图组成，意思是汽车的后视镜。
Darken
使模糊变暗。
Doing what I estimate to be about 160 km per hour.
这句话的意思是，估计时速达到了每小时160左右。在这里要注意 do 的用法。我们在表达开车的时间时，经常会用到 do 这个词。比如
，I'm doing 90 on the highway.
意思就是我正在公路上以时速90英里的时速驾驶。另外 ，estimate 是估计的意思。
Slow down,
减速。如果别人说话说得太快，你可以说 Can you slow down a bit? 你能说慢点吗？所以 slow down 是广义上的减速，不只适用于汽车方面。
I would have been killed.
我可能已经死于非命了。这是虚拟语气的表达。
Realization,
在这里是指意识到事情的缘由。
Pull over.
靠边停车。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
It was then that I heard someone say my name. Very clearly from the back seat of the car, it felt a hand on my shoulder. Naturally, I freaked out, and my instinct was to take my foot off the accelerator and pull back into the lane I had come from and check if someone elseNamely, an axe-wielding maniac, as per urban legend, was in the car. However, a quick glance in the rear view showed no one in the back seat. As I moved my eyes from the rear view mirror back to the darkened highway ahead, a dark blue Holden Commodore sedan, its headlights off, flew past me straddling the two lanes of the highway.Doing what I estimate to be about 160 km per hour. Its speed was such that it rocked my vehicle as it passed. And I moved into the other lane at the time I had planned. The driver would not have had time to slow down. And I have no doubt that I would have been killed. The realization of this was what made me pull over to the side of the road.
了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。